USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from coronavirus, now 14, all but one of those fatalities in the state of Washington. Several at a single nursing home in Kirkland. Other residents there are hospitalized, some in critical condition. The one reported death outside of Washington, so far in Northern California, where a man died after returning from a cruise to Mexico. President Trump talking about the outbreak and the administration's response to it at a town hall event last night.
I think people are viewing us as having done a very good job. What we have to do is do a very professional job. Nobody is blaming us for the virus. Nobody. I mean, I haven't heard that, even from some of the so-called enemies or whatever you want to call them. They're not blaming us. This started in China.
The president's due to visit Tennessee today, where tornadoes killed 24 people early on Tuesday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein is going to New York City's infamous Rikers Island jail. Weinstein's been in Bellevue Hospital since complaining of chest pains after a jury found him guilty last month of sex charges, including third-degree rape. Weinstein will now be sentenced next Wednesday. President Trump at a town hall event sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last night, ridiculing Joe Biden for gaffes.
But he also said 150 million people were killed with guns and he was running for the United States Senate. Support me, I'm running for the United States. There's something going on there.
Meanwhile, the latest Democratic presidential primary poll from Reuters Ipsos shows Biden with a big lead over Bernie Sanders. It shows the former VP with 45% support, giving him a 13-point advantage over the Vermont Senator Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of Washington's most iconic events is still going forward as scheduled despite the threat and fears of coronavirus. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying the annual Cherry Blossom Festival will not be called off. She says there are no confirmed cases in the district, although they're monitoring the situation closely. Bowser adds that D.C. is, in her words, open for business as the city expects to welcome thousands of people for that annual festival. A Texas man is serving 30 days in jail after uploading video of himself licking Bluebell ice cream in a grocery store and then putting the carton back on the shelf. It was actually part of that 2019 ice cream challenge, which was trending on social media, where people would show themselves on camera licking ice cream tubs in stores and placing them back on the shelf. Bluebell says if it makes you feel any better, their ice cream cartons are frozen upside down to create a natural seal with the lid and the tub, so customers would notice if one had been meddled with in any such way. In any case, that 24-year-old from Beaumont, Texas, will also be serving an additional 6 months probation, and he faces fines of up to $2,000. Hey, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.